Hello, kids. Hello, boys and girls. Today's test is springboard. Tasks 1 and 2 are listening. Good luck and have fun. Task 1. A new hobby for Sophie. Mr. Brown asks Sophie about her hobbies. Listen to their conversation. After each part of the conversation, answer the question. Put a cross in the box under the correct picture. You will hear the conversation twice. First, listen to the example. Example. Where is Sophie?
Sophie, where are you? You're not in your room. Are you in the bathroom?
No, Dad. I'm in the garden. I'm watering the flowers.
Okay.
Careful, Dad. Don't walk on the flowers.
No, I won't.
The correct answer is C. Now answer the other questions. Number 1. What homework has Sophie got?
Now, Sophie, have you got any homework? I can help you with your French or your maths.
Oh, okay, Dad. But my only homework is English. It's about hobbies.
Number 2. What is Sophie's favourite hobby?
Is working in the garden your favourite hobby, Sophie?
Don't be silly, Dad. I'm doing this for Mum. My favourite hobby is watching birds. But I'd like a new hobby. Maybe cooking or stamps.
Number 3. Who can help Sophie with cooking?
Anna can teach you all about cooking.
What about Mum? She's an excellent cook.
Mum's too busy, and I'm a terrible cook.
That's all right, Dad. I can ask Anna.
Number 4. How many hobbies has Anna got?
Okay, so that's 2 hobbies for you. Anna's got 4 hobbies. Reading, tennis, guitar, and swimming.
She doesn't go swimming anymore, Dad. So that's only 3 now.
Oh, you're right, Sophie.
Number 5. When does Sophie do her homework?
Now, when do you plan to do this homework, Sophie? After dinner at 7?
No, I always do my homework at 5. Then I can watch television from 7 to 8.
I see.
Number 6. For how long does Sophie do homework?
And for how long do you do your homework? 1 hour? 2 hours?
I do it for 1.5 hours, Dad. 2 hours is too much for homework.
Number 7. Where does Sophie decide to do her homework?
Oh, don't forget, Sophie. I'm painting your bedroom. You can't do your homework there today.
I know, Dad. Can I use the living room?
Yes. Or the dining room?
No. The light in the dining room isn't... No. The light in the dining room isn't very good.
That's true.
Number 8. What does Sophie need for her homework?
Do you need anything for this homework? I have a book about hobbies, and there's a program about hobbies on TV tonight.
I don't need anything like that, Dad. But can I use your computer? I need the internet.
Yes, of course. You know, my favourite hobby...
You will now hear the conversation again. First, listen to the example. Example. Where is Sophie?
Sophie, where are you? You're not in your room. Are you in the bathroom?
No, Dad. I'm in the garden. I'm watering the flowers.
Okay.
Careful, Dad. Don't walk on the flowers.
No, I won't.
The correct answer is C. Now answer the other questions. Number 1. What homework has Sophie got?
Now, Sophie, have you got any homework? I can help you with your French or your maths.
Oh, okay, Dad. But my only homework is English. It's about hobbies.
Number 2. What is Sophie's favourite hobby?
Is working in the garden your favourite hobby, Sophie?
Don't be silly, Dad. I'm doing this for Mum. My favourite hobby is watching birds. But I'd like a new hobby. Maybe cooking or stamps.
Number 3. Who can help Sophie with cooking?
Anna can teach you all about cooking.
What about Mum? She's an excellent cook.
Mum's too busy, and I'm a terrible cook.
That's all right, Dad. I can ask Anna.
Number 4. How many hobbies has Anna got?
Okay, so that's 2 hobbies for you. Anna's got 4 hobbies: reading, tennis, guitar, and swimming.
She doesn't go swimming anymore, Dad. So that's only 3 now.
Oh, you're right, Sophie.
Number 5. When does Sophie do her homework?
Now, when do you plan to do this homework, Sophie? After dinner at 7?
No, I always do my homework at 5. Then I can watch television from 7 to 8.
I see.
Number 6. For how long does Sophie do homework?
And for how long do you do your homework? 1 hour? 2 hours?
I do it for 1.5 hours, Dad. 2 hours is too much for homework.
Number 7. Where does Sophie decide to do her homework?
Oh, don't forget, Sophie. I'm painting your bedroom. You can't do your homework there today.
I know, Dad. Can I use the living room?
Yes. Or the dining room?
No, the light in the dining room isn't... No, the light in the dining room isn't very good.
That's true.
Number 8. What does Sophie need for her homework?
Do you need anything for this homework? I have a book about hobbies, and there's a program about hobbies on TV tonight.
I don't need anything like that, Dad. But can I use your computer? I need the internet.
Yes, of course. You know, my favourite hobby...
That is the end of task one. Now go on to task two. Task two. Sophie's friends have hobbies. Sophie is talking to her mother about her friends' hobbies. Listen to their conversation. After each part of the conversation, draw a line from the name of the person to the correct picture. Be careful, there are two extra pictures. You will hear the conversation twice. First, listen to the example. Example. Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. What are you doing?
Hi, Mum. I'm working on my new hobby.
Oh? And what's that?
It's stamps. I've got stamps from all over the world.
That's nice, Sophie.
The answer is the picture of the stamps. Now match the other names and pictures. Number one. Mary.
And what about your friends? Do they like stamps?
No, they don't. But they've all got hobbies. Mary loves photography. She wants to take a photo of me on my new bike.
That's a good idea.
Number two. Justin.
And that nice boy, Justin. What does he like doing? He's good at English. Does he like writing stories?
No, Justin's always playing cards. He's very clever. He knows a lot of card games. I don't like cards. That's his hobby.
Number three. Tina.
What about painting? Do any of your friends like painting?
Oh, yes. It's Tina's favourite hobby. She paints every day.
What does she paint?
She likes painting everything. Animals, boats, people.
Number four. Harry.
What about Tina's brother, Harry?
Harry? He loves boats. He's always on the river or talking about boats. And his dad is writing a book about them.
Number five. Kamuko.
Does anyone like riding? It's great fun.
Oh, yes. Kamuko can ride. It's her favourite hobby. She's got a horse called Speedy. It's very fast.
Number six. Darren.
What about that new boy, Darren? Does he ride?
No, he doesn't ride a horse or a bike. He likes reading. That's his hobby. He's always got a book with him.
Number seven. Melina.
What does your best friend Melina like?
Well, she likes sports and reading magazines, but her hobby is cooking. She cooks dinner for her parents every night.
What a good idea! Maybe you can do that for us, Sophie.
You will now hear the conversation again. First, listen to the example. Example. Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. What are you doing?
Hi, Mum. I'm working on my new hobby.
Oh? And what's that?
It's stamps. I've got stamps from all over the world.
That's nice, Sophie.
The answer is the picture of the stamps. Now match the other names and pictures. Number one, Mary.
And what about your friends? Do they like stamps?
No, they don't. But they've all got hobbies. Mary loves photography. She wants to take a photo of me on my new bike.
That's a good idea.
Number two, Justin.
And that nice boy, Justin. What does he like doing? He's good at English. Does he like writing stories?
No, Justin's always playing cards. He's very clever. He knows a lot of card games. I don't like cards. That's his hobby.
Number three, Tina.
What about painting? Do any of your friends like painting?
Oh, yes. It's Tina's favourite hobby. She paints every day.
What does she paint?
She likes painting everything. Animals, boats, people.
Number four, Harry.
What about Tina's brother, Harry?
Harry? He loves boats. He's always on the river or talking about boats, and his dad is writing a book about them.
Number five, Kumoko.
Does anyone like riding? It's great fun.
Oh, yes. Kumoko can ride. It's her favourite hobby. She's got a horse called Speedy. It's very fast.
Number six, Darren.
What about that new boy, Darren? Does he ride?
No, he doesn't ride a horse or a bike. He likes reading. That's his hobby. He's always got a book with him.
Number seven, Melina.
What does your best friend Melina like?
Well, she likes sports and reading magazines, but her hobby is cooking. She cooks dinner for her parents every night.
What a good idea! Maybe you can do that for us, Sophie.
That is the end of the listening tasks. Now go on to task three.